Quilltree Books and Harper Audio present The Marvelous Mirza Girls by Sheba Karim. Performed by Richa Mojani. Part 1. New Jersey. 1. Air Quality Index. No clue. During the speeches at her high school graduation, Noreen picked at dirt on her sneakers and thought about her dead aunt. Today was the first anniversary of Sonia Khala's funeral, and Noreen would have preferred to stay home, bake Sonia Khala's favorite blueberry scones, and eat them on the hammock while listening to Sonia Khala's three musical beloveds, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Mark Anthony, and Prince. But her mother, Ruby, had insisted, saying, "Imagine how my sister would feel if she knew she was the reason you skipped your graduation." Having researched notions of barzakh, the period between death and resurrection, Noreen had learned it was widely accepted that souls awaiting the day of judgment in paradise, where, if there was a paradise, Sonia Khala's soul would certainly be, could have knowledge of the actions of the living. Better not to risk it, given how much Sonia Khala had loved the academy, with all its towers and traditions. Had she been alive, she would have flown out for Noreen's graduation and decorated the house with balloons and a big cheesy sign made by her 9-year-old twins, Amir and Sohail, illustrated by Amir with a silly rhyming couplet by Sohail. Somewhere on the sign, Amir would have drawn her portrait. The last time, he'd gotten the shape of her eyes exactly right. He'd stopped drawing since his mother died. Noreen had worn running sneakers under her lacy white graduation dress so she could go far and fast on a moment's notice. She used to hate running, but her advisor had suggested rounding out her high school resume with a sport, and she'd joined cross-country because it didn't cut anyone. Though Noreen was not athletically inclined and considered second to last a victory, running grew on her. It was like riding. She approached it with a modicum of dread, but was always glad to have done it. And, unlike her unfinished scripts, she always completed a race. She hadn't been able to write in the past year, but she ran 4 to 5 times a week. It took her out of her head, provided a respite from the grief and the doubts and the dark. At the podium, valedictorian Burma Sen was addressing her fellow graduates, 53 white-clad girls poised at the brink of their futures. "As you go through life, do not take no as an answer, but a challenge. Because if you put your mind to it, nothing is beyond your reach, whether it's the stars or a Nobel Prize." Every year, the same solemn speeches. "Go forth, bright young women, and achieve greatness in the world. Courage, kindness, girl power, Nobel Prize, blah, blah, blah." Even Sonia Khala, when she was high school valedictorian, must have uttered the same sincere, inspirational hokiness, while a 13-year-old Ruby sat in the audience between their parents, rolling her eyes as their mother cried and their father filmed every last moment on his giant camcorder. Why all these false promises? Why not speak the truth? That getting hit by a bus, dying quickly of a disease, dying slowly of a disease, even sunbathing at the unlucky moment an epic tsunami powered by climate change swept the whole island, all of those things were more likely than any of them winning the Nobel Prize for anything? Or at least quote Chris Rock, "You can be anything you're good at, as long as they're hiring." The speeches ended. The distribution of diplomas began. Noreen made sure to smile at the congratulations of her teachers, some of whom had watched her grow from quiet, awkward middle schooler, mustache over braces, errant eyebrows, and a roving band of small but vicious pimples, to high school graduate with a far more manicured face, quiet still, but less awkward. Coach Novak, for example, had witnessed Noreen's transformation from girl who tried to dodge dodgeball to reluctant runner to breast cancer 10K participant. She was saying goodbye to the school where she'd spent her formative years, met Abby, and started a humor zine. After the debut issue, half the junior class had come to her with some version of, "Noreen, I didn't realize you were so funny." And though she was moved by the finality and poignancy of this academic rite of passage, her aunt was rotting under 6 feet of dirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?